You are Locked On Seahawks, your daily Seattle Seahawks podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hi, welcome to today's episode of the Locked On Seahawks podcast. I'm Grant Goldberg, joined by Spike Friedman. We're joining you guys after a longer break than we've taken from show to show. It's getting into that slow period. We're going to come up with something newer today. We're going to do kind of an all-time draft by position group by the Seahawks. We're going to look at the best players they've drafted by position. And it's some fun stuff. We got some things that aren't well known to the public about that. I think we're gonna come
a lot of underground news on that.
Yeah,
front.
We did our digging. We made sure all of our picks we're well sourced and we know what we're talking about. But Spike, you know, it's been a long time since we talked. How you holding up?
Too long. I'm holding up fine, guys. I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
All right. So,
how are you, Grant?
I'm good. It's my first week of being 21. I haven't blacked out at all yet, so that's good. I have that going for me.
Yeah.
But besides that, I'm just going to school, hanging out, you know, doing my thing. But I saw Black Panther, which was phenomenal.
I also saw Black Panther. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. So before we get into the all-time draft, we have a couple scenarios to do with the franchise tag. Spike, why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, players are currently eligible for the franchise and transition tags. It's not a tool that the Seahawks use very often with John Schneider. In fact, the last time he used it was on kicker Olindo Mare, which was fine and sort of neither here nor there. Seems very unlikely that they're going to slap the tag on Blair Walsh. Seems real unlikely that they go to the kicker tag well this year. The franchise tag allows you to keep one of your players for, I believe it's the weighted average of the top five contracts at the position, yep, for a year without them reaching free agency. If you slap it on multiple years in a row, it escalates each year, which is what's been happening with Kirk Cousins before the Washington football team acquired Alex Smith recently. And so they are now off the franchise Kirk Cousins trade treadmill and are now on the Alex Smith get you one round into the playoffs and then not get you any further treadmill, which is its own treadmill and very fun for them. For the Seahawks, though, really unlikely that they'll use it. Theoretically, they could use it on a player like Jimmy Graham, but the odds that they're going to allow that big a cap hit, you don't get a lot of cap relief from using the franchise tag, so the odds that they would use that big a cap hit, I think it would basically continue his current salary level with no relief, or maybe even be a little higher. So Jimmy Graham's an unlikely target for it. The only plausible option would be a Sheldon Richardson if they have started negotiating with him and have a better sense of the market as a whole and think that he would be a bargain. But because of the position he plays, it would be a pretty expensive tag. I'm not sure exactly what the number is because he's sort of a hybrid. I assume he'd be at the D-tackle position, and I assume they'd be able to slap it on him before Aaron Donald resets the market. But, it seems very unlikely they'll use it. They might use it as a bargaining chip, but, you know, it's just not John Schneider's way to build his team that way.
Yeah, I think that was very informative, all the info that you just said, you know, especially the part where, you know, I know a lot of football fans listen to the podcast and know what they're talking about, but sometimes you just need to kind of know the basics. And so we tried to explain the franchise tag in a way that was hopefully, you know, clear to the listener.
Hopefully. Guys, I hope it was clear. If not, hop in my Menchie's. Yeah. Hop in my Menchie's. Tell me about how unclear I was.
Yeah, but I don't expect Jimmy Graham to be back with the team in any capacity next year. Sheldon Richardson, like you said, that's probably the lone option for the Seahawks using the franchise tag, and that's probably just where the most speculation comes. And like you said, it's probably more used as a bargaining chip in negotiations for a new deal for Sheldon and the Seahawks. But, you know, like you said, John Schneider hasn't really ever used it as the Seahawks GM. So, you know, we'll see. It's got to play out. We'll see if Sheldon's back with the team, whether it be under a new contract or just franchise tag. But we got some time for it to play out. And yeah. We're going to take a little time away and take a break and then come back to you with the all-time Seahawks draft. We are back with the Locked On Seahawks podcast. You're with Grant Goldberg and Spike Friedman. And before the break, we teased the all-time Seahawks draft. We're going to go position by position and see who's the best player that the Seahawks actually drafted, who did best in the league, or who we like best. So it's objective and subjective at the same time.
Yeah, and I'm going to say that I'm going to break ties is a weird word. I'm going to bring into some account value, you know, guy was drafted in the fifth round, you know, versus a guy who was drafted in the first round, if it's sort of razor thin between the two of them, I'm going to go with what the best draft pick was for the team. So by saying fifth and first round, I might be tipping my cap as to which position group I'm thinking about, but I'm just going to be doing that. Might lead to a couple slightly different results than what Grant has.
Yeah. Okay. I think we can start it off. I think we should go offense, then take a break, and then go defense.
That sounds great.
Okay. I mean, quarterback, can we both agree that it's Russell Wilson?
I don't know, man. Rick Meyer, you know, second overall pick. Yeah, it's obviously Russell Wilson on every level. I mean, he's the only Super Bowl winning quarterback on the team. He's the most productive quarterback in team history. He was an incredible value in the third round. He's, you know, he's going to be the face of the franchise for a decade and a half. I mean, yeah, you can't have a better draft pick than that.
Right.
It's a historically great draft pick at the most important position on the field.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you look at it, you know, obviously, you know, the numbers that he's produced just in the seasons that he's played have been tremendous, you know, surpassed, you know, all the quarterbacks in franchise history. So, you know, that's a slam dunk Russell Wilson pick.
Running back. I just want to say that Hasselbeck and Jim Zorn were both not drafted by the team. Zorn was an undrafted free agent. I just wanted to throw Zorn's name out there, you know, for the old school folks. He wasn't even drafted by the team, so it's no debate. And even if he were, it still wouldn't be a debate. But, you know.
And Matt Hasselbeck was a Packer.
Yep.
All right. Running back, I think that we can probably both agree, you know, an MVP was drafted by the Seahawks, and that was Sean Alexander.
Yep. The obvious other potential option was Kurt Warner, but I think Kurt Warner wasn't drafted.
He was a very high pick.
They were both first rounders. Alexander was a little later in the first round. They're both incredibly productive Seahawks. Great draft picks in both cases. Alexander got to a Super Bowl and won an MVP. You know, even if the end of his tenure with the team was a little wonky, let's say, he had a stronger overall career, and it was just a great running back. He's great. So was Kurt Warner.
Yeah, look, Kurt Warner too.
The cool thing, man, unlike I've done an exercise, I'm just gonna say this, where I've gone through all the Mariners offensive draft picks of the last like 20 years, and let's just say it ain't like this. It ain't like, oh, which of these good players do we get to talk about? It is Kyle Seager and nobody. Since Alex Rodriguez. I'm hot. I'm always hot on that subject, but like, oh my god, it is so nice to root for one team that knows how to draft.
Yeah, and like we said, Kurt Warner was really high. He's the third overall pick in the 1983 draft, and I think that, you know, there's a case for him, but at the same time, you know, Sean Alexander, like you said, got to the Super Bowl, won an MVP, you know, and you know, I don't know. I think it's
yeah, his peak was higher, and he spent a couple more years with the team. So I think you get, they're both good, but Alexander's a borderline Hall of Famer. I don't think he'll ever get in with under 10,000 yards, but yeah, I don't know, he's great.
Yeah, you know? both great players. Fullback, why don't you start us off on fullback, Spike?
Max Strong?
Yep.
Max Strong?
Yeah. I think that's the best pick. Was Leonard Weaver a draft pick by the Seahawks?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I just saw Max Strong was, oh no, wait, hold on, sorry, whoa-oh, bummer town, Max Strong, undrafted free agent.
Oh no.
Uh-oh, we're reeling now, you're seeing it live on the air, our research, we're getting hoisted on our own.
I even talked this up, too.
Yeah. Oh God.
That's
Oh
a
God.
blow to the ego.
Yeah. Because Coleman was a Derek Coleman was a not Derek Coleman. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about, guys. This is a meltdown right now. Oh my God. Oh my God.
All right. Leonard Weaver wasn't also an undrafted free agent.
Hiero Small was drafted. He was dreadful, though. God.
All right, now we gotta search to see.
Oh, this is a nightmare.
Wow, this is was
nightmare.
Not expected. All right, so
guys, folks,
prepare better than us. We talked about how well prepared we were.
Just be better.
Keith Evans.
Sure.
I think yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we're talking
Hold on. Everybody calm down at home. Everybody calm down at home. Because I think I have the actual answer.
All right, let's hear
but
it.
I could, Wait, yeah? Give it to me. John Williams played some fullback, right? Is that correct? Am I right on that?
Hold on, let me fact check.
He was a first-round pick by the Seahawks. And he wound up playing some fullback and was I think John Williams is the correct answer on this because he played some fullback along with Kurt Warner. This is all when I was born. This is well before your time.
Yeah.
And these are memories that are flooding back to me at like a round table pizza in Silverdale of like watching Seahawks games at like that age. Yep. Fullback, first round pick. Best one, John Williams. Not great value going fullback round one, but it was a different era, so who are we going to judge?
Right. All right. I still think Keith Evans is a good pick when you look at his career and like his impact on teams that he's played with.
No,
off
he's
the field.
Wrong now.
Huh?
He's wrong. John Williams is the right pick now. He's way better. He was a two-time Pro Bowler. He's great. I just didn't realize we drafted him.
Yeah.
He's arguably better than Max Strong.
All right. There you have it. And so we can transition to wide receiver now, which, you know, the Seahawks have drafted some pretty good wide receivers, but we will say that we couldn't pick Steve Largent because Steve Largent was drafted by the Houston Oilers. He was going to be cut, but he was traded to the Seahawks when they entered the league. And so we can't pick Steve Largent. We can't pick Doug Baldwin, who was an undrafted free agent. And so
we can't pick Jermaine Kearse for the same reason.
Yeah, I think the right answer to me when you look at quality of player and that the Seahawks drafted him is Joey Galloway.
I'm not going that way anymore, man.
Another suggestion I would say is Brian Blades as well.
Yeah, Brian Blades. And then the other one that I would throw into the mix is Gerald Jackson. He had a really good run with the team.
Yeah.
But I feel like Brian Blades was sort of the... He was sort of the identity of the team. Like, he was just so solid for so long with such, like, an anonymous stretch of quarterbacks, especially in the back half of his career. I give it to and he also used a career Seahawk in a way that Jackson and Galloway weren't. And he was drafted a little later down than Galloway was. I think Jackson was a third rounder, Blades was a second rounder, and Galloway was obviously a first rounder. So... flipping a coin. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Brian Blades. Let's go Brian Blades.
Right, okay. I think that you can't go wrong. I think there's a lot of good players and it's hard to go wrong with the amount.
But it's a position where the two best guys were not drafted by the team, Largent and Baldwin.
Yeah. I think that we pretty much nailed that one. We're going to go to tight end. And Spike, who's your all-time Seahawks tight end?
It just sucks.
Yeah.
It's just a terrible thing that we've done. But, like, I have to go with John Carlson because, he was fine. He wasn't, like, a nightmare like Jeremy Stephens was. I mean, they were both overdrafted. There really weren't any good tight ends in Seahawks franchise history.
Christian Fourier, who is... apparently racist.
He was good
at Seahawks. He was all-time touchdown leaders as a tight end, I think.
Got it. I'm going to go Carlson because he produced some. You know who's like a sneaky pick in this one? You ready for it?
No.
Luke Wilson's like a sneaky, like, why not? Like, he has so many drops, it kills me. But I don't know. This is just a bummer one, but I landed on Carlson. But Luke Wilson's value, you know what? Let's give it. No, you can't give it to
Luke. I feel like this is an area too where like somebody who listens to the podcast that might be a little older can like fill us in on like different tight ends from like the start of the Seahawks football era. My sleeper pick. This is not right now, but it's gonna end up being like in a few years' time, Nick Vennett.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, like, maybe.
No, I'm just coming with the. I'm just coming with the take.
God, it's so dreadful. It's so like going through this. Like, I mean, like you go through. Oh man. God. Well, so okay. So hold on. Let me see if he was drafted by the team. Fourier is a good pick. Fourier is the other pick other than Carlson, I think. I mean, he played longer for the team, so there's more value there. But hold on, I want to see this one, because he was not a pass catcher, but he was a great blocker. And I don't know if he was drafted by
us. It's a shame that Zach Miller
was drafted. Yes, he is! Oh, wait, no, hold on. Let's not 100. Oh, God, was he drafted? No, he was undrafted! Oh, Mike Tice. Mike Tice was undrafted.
Mm.
Best blocking tight end for 11 years, or with 1 year in Washington in the middle of that. But
all right, so all-time injured tight end list: Anthony McCoy, number one pick. We're gonna transition to the offensive line, which I think you know we can make some slam dunk picks in like super fast. Tackle: Walter Jones.
Yep, high pick, but it doesn't matter.
Guard: Steve Hutchinson.
Yeah,
center. There's an argument because you have Kevin Mawai and you also have Max Unger.
And you also have Robbie Toback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you go? What are you doing?
I think my allegiances fall with Unger a little bit more.
Okay. Yeah, me too. I mean, like, for obvious. Oh, and I'm sorry. Toback wasn't drafted by the Seahawks. He started in Atlanta. We signed him. He was great. He was a great signing. All time great free agent center signing for the Seahawks. Not drafted. I would never put. It's Unger. I think it's Unger, right?
Yeah, I mean, Mawai, he's a Hall of Famer, but he played most of his career out of Seattle.
Got it.
And so I think, you know, when you look at tenure with the Seahawks and, you know, what they mean to the franchise, I think you got to go with Max Unger.
Yeah, because Unger's not going to be a Hall of Famer, even if the Saints were to win the Super Bowl next year and he were to have two. You know, he's not that good. But he's been a consistent, like, whenever he's healthy, he's a Pro Bowler. So, you know. And he's a great guy. He's my buddy's cousin, weirdly.
There you go.
And is a legendarily great guy.
There you have it. Max Unger, great guy. So we'll take a break.
My buddy Quinn Franzen's cousin. Shout out Quinn Franzen.
All right. So we'll take a break.
Not listening to this podcast.
And then draft the defensive side of the football. Stick with us. Welcome back to the Locked On Seahawks podcast. We are going to draft a defensive roster for this team out of the players that the Seahawks drafted. And so we'll also do special teams because we already took a break before. And so do you want to start with end or tackle on the defensive line?
Let's go end.
All right. I think I'm going to go with Jacob Green.
Oh, okay. I was going to go Michael Sinclair.
That was another name.
He's a deeper down the line draft pick who had long time, just a ton of value long time. He was with the team 11 years and we got him in the sixth round. You know what I mean? So for me, and he made three consecutive Pro Bowls. Like for me, that's like drafting a guy in the sixth round and getting three Pro Bowls out of him is the tiebreaker there. I think they're both good picks.
Yeah. Jacob Green. I think he's related to Red Bryant. Another great Seahawks defensive end. I think you can't go wrong right there. Defensive tackle, I think we can both agree that it's Cortez Kennedy.
Yep. Put it on the board, folks.
All right. Do you want to go inside or outside linebacker?
I only picked one linebacker. So.
You know what? That works.
Well, and actually, you know what I'd be interested in? I mean, outside linebacker, is it just KJ? Or is there someone else?
No, the name that immediately came to my mind was KJ. I don't think that
I didn't research that one any, so I don't. I just picked. Well, I just had a coin flip it inside linebacker, but
yeah,
go ahead. Oh no, you go. I was gonna say it's Bobby, but Lofa Tatupu was
great. Those were the two names I was flip flopping back and forth with.
Yeah.
Lofa actually coached for the Seahawks a little bit recently. He also left the team. But you look at Bobby Wagner and his tenure in with the Seahawks in such a short time, and how he was already a good player when they drafted him, but just his ascent to dominance has been amazing to watch. And you look at Lofa Tatupu, who is a face of those Seahawks teams on the defensive side of the ball that he played for. You know, I think it's more of a sentimental thing with Lofa.
Yeah.
And when you look at the on-field production, I think you got to pick Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll go outside. We're going to go to cornerback. And, you know, I can pick Thorold Simon because he was a draft pick. No.
It's Richard Sherman.
Yeah, it's Richard Sherman. Especially when you look at value and where he was drafted, too.
Yeah, and, like, Sean Springs was great. Like, Trufant was great. Those guys were great cornerbacks, but they weren't as good as Richard Sherman, and they were not as valuable a pick as Richard Sherman. Richard Sherman, other than Kennedy and Wilson, are probably the next best draft pick the Seahawks have ever had.
Yeah, I think that, especially the value. You can't pick Dave Brown because he wasn't drafted by the Seahawks. He was drafted by the Steelers, but he has a Ring of Honor. He's in the Ring of Honor.
He might even be better than Cortez Kennedy because we traded up to get Cortez Kennedy at 3. I don't know. Is he the second best draft pick in team history? Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you look at the, like I said, the value where he's picked and then what he's done for the team. You know, he had an all-time season. What was it, in 2013?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had, 27 defended passes. Like, that's just incredible.
Yeah.
You go to safety, and
this is the toughest one.
Yeah.
Because there are three great options.
Right. And all right, so the three options, you know, I think that we can both agree. Kenny Easley, Earl Thomas, and Cam Chancellor.
We can agree.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, Cam was a later draft pick. He was drafted in the fifth round.
That is the only thing you can say. Like, Cam is not as good as Easley or Earl Thomas, not as important to the team at either moment. When Easley was there, he was similar to Earl Thomas, the backbone of the team, but he can hit as hard as Cam Chancellor. Earl is obviously the most important member of one of the greatest defenses in NFL history. And then, but Easley and Thomas were both first round picks. Easley 4th overall, Thomas 14th overall. I don't know what you do there.
I think in that scenario, I think that it's important to look at where Cam Chancellor was drafted. But when you look at, you know, the caliber of player, you know, I think
the other two guys are Hall of Famers. I mean, Easley's already in, and Earl, I think this season put Earl into the likely, and if he has two more seasons of this level, this season wasn't his best year. He only played, 14 games and, was not his best, but was still all-pro caliber. And so if he has two more years at this level, he'll be a maybe not first ballot, but first three-ballot Hall of Famer. Woof. Who do you go with, Grant? This is tough.
I think when you look at the draft position from 4th to 14th overall, 4th, I feel like 4th overall, there's an argument when it's that close that a player could be the first overall pick. Unless it's like an exception. And so when you look at the value between the 4th and 14th pick, I'm kind of leaning Earl Thomas. I mean, when you look at where Easley went with the team, the furthest they went was an AFC Championship, right?
You know what? I'm gonna cheat, and I'm gonna we're gonna come back to this at the end of this offseason. And if Earl Thomas is still a Seahawk and we've got him signed to a good contract, I'm going to make it Earl Thomas, but I am holding this spot. If this is if we have seen the last Seahawks snap of Earl Thomas, and that is a terrible thought, and I hate it, and I don't want it to be true, then I'm going to give it to Kenny Easley. That's where I'm landing on this. And I know it's a cheat, but it's our podcast. What are you going to do? Are you going to come and fight me? You don't know where I live, probably. Don't find me. I don't want to fight you. This isn't worth it, man. It's just an opinion, not a podcast.
And don't ask me either. Like, I have an idea of, like, where he lives around, but I've never been to Spike's house. So, you know, you won't have any luck there either. So
yeah, we went to a coffee shop a block from my house, Grant. So you can get him in the you can get him in the radius.
Right. You know, we'll have people roaming around just to see you step out, and then they'll make their move. But yeah, the moral of the story: don't fight people over a podcast, especially over
especially a sports opinion. Podcast. Yeah, it's the sports podcast.
Right.
Come on.
And so, you know, I lean Earl Thomas, just seeing where the heights of where he's led this defense to, you know, Super Bowl championship. Like you said, it'll depend on what he does in the rest of his career to make the Hall of Fame, but he's definitely on the right track.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go to the important parts of the of the draft, and we're going to go to kicker and punter. Do you want to do returner too?
Oh, I didn't do this. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
We'll start off with returner, because when you look at these teams, I think that, you know, Leon Washington wasn't a draft pick.
Yeah.
Do you go Tyler Lockett?
Probably.
I feel like that's a massive oversight.
Was Joey Galloway ever a Pro Bowler for, like, special teams?
See, that's where I'm not sure.
God, I don't know. Why not just go Tyler Lockett? I mean, we traded up to get Tyler Lockett, and it was a pretty controversial move at the time, and then it's worked out pretty well considering injuries. And I think, and this is an interesting take, but it's something I'm going to advance over the course of this podcast, that we're going to get a Tyler Lockett bounce back year.
Yeah,
I think that that's what we're going to get. I think it's why it's going to be okay when we let Paul Richardson go, is that Lockett will be fully healthy this coming season, and that will make him a genuine bounce back candidate.
Yeah.
So I'll go with Lockett. Why not?
Yeah, let's go Lockett. And so we'll move on to kicker or punter. Which one do you want to do first?
Have we ever drafted a kicker?
See, that's where I'm struggling with, because I'm looking up and down these lists, and I'm looking for a worthwhile kicker, but I'm blanking.
Yeah, I mean, we drafted Brandon Cotu that year, and he wasn't great.
All right, this is where he ended up
going with Olindo Mare over him. God, I have no idea. No, I don't. Why are we doing this? I didn't know that we were doing special teams.
All right, so we won't do special teams, but I will look at the kicker that the Seahawks drafted in 1976 in the third round.
Ooh,
spicy. His name is Don Bitterlich.
Ooh,
or Bitterlich. He was 5'7", and he scored the first points in Seahawks history with a 27-yard field goal.
Oh, my God. Dude, he had 4 field goal attempts over 3 games in his career. He made one of them.
Yep, and he was released after 3 games.
Thank God. Like, yeah, y'all think Blair Walsh is bad. You didn't live the Don Bitterlich life in the 70s when life was hell back then.
Could you imagine
that,
like,
you know who came out of that draft?
Let's see.
Steve Rabel.
Oh, yeah, wide receiver, Georgia Tech.
Voice of the Seahawks. Sherman Smith, running back, came out of that draft.
Running backs coach.
He was easily the most valuable player we drafted that year.
Yeah.
In our first ever draft.
I think that, you know, it'd be so funny to, like, see the reaction of a fan that's, like, just starting to watch football. Oh, we got a team in Seattle. All right, great. We're going to start being football fans. And that's what they get, like, as an idea of kicking field goals. That you only make 1 out of 4, and then, you know, that's it. But yeah. Like just having that warped idea, that would be frightening.
It would be real disappointing. I'm just like clicking through to make sure I didn't miss anybody from the early 80s in terms of. Yeah, I mean, look, some people are going to say Kurt Warner over Sean Alexander. I'm just not one of them. I don't think he had a better career.
Yeah, and like I said, like you look at the heights of where they went with the team. And, you know, Sean Alexander made it to a Super
Bowl. Also, John Williams is obviously the right choice at fullback. We shouldn't have taken us that long to get there. He was clearly the best fullback in Seahawks history.
Yeah, apologies. That was an oversight.
Home. Who had to hear us hem and haw to get to the obvious right answer.
And plus, like, I think this thing has shed a little more light on how great, you know, some of these all-time Seahawks are that weren't drafted.
Yeah, I mean, like, your pick of Jacob Green, like, that's a good one. I don't know, at defensive end over Michael Sinclair. But again, Sinclair's sixth round.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough pick.
Oh, man. I want to dig in. I'm gonna dig into Jacob Green. He had a great career. Man, he had 97.5 sacks, all with the Seahawks. Oof, I got regrets, man.
That's big time.
That is big time. I've got some regrets about my pick. He was a three-time All-Pro. No, two-time first-team All-Pro. He's probably the right choice, man.
Ugh. You know what? I take my picks and I go with them. But I think that does it, right? Unless you want to review the draft a little more. All right.
No, look, man, I just have to tip my cap to you for not being an idiot like me. And
it's all right.
Getting
for what you missed in Jacob Green, I missed in John Williams.
That's true. And yeah, and the Kevin Mowai one is just tricky because he was so much better elsewhere.
Right.
And Joey Galloway, yeah, I mean, look, there are some good options. Okay, I'm just, like, rehashing this, searching through at a different angle.
All right, while you do your research, I'll close out the show. You can leave
Oh, man, wait, hold on. Underrated Seahawk running back draft pick, Amon Green?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention that. Like, they drafted some good talent.
he has more career average. Value than Sean Alexander. That's crazy to me. I still go with Alexander for the Seahawks. Man. Anyway, keep going. Sorry.
Let's see. I think that Ben Obumanu was a 7th round pick. All right, didn't know that. Brandon Mebane too is a good pick for defensive tackle. If Cortez Kennedy didn't play for the Seahawks, Brandon Mebane would be a sneaky good pick.
Yeah, totally. I mean, he's a run stuffer in an era of pass rushers, so, you know, like, Jaron Reed, like, he's like, what? It's going to end up being, like, if Jaron Reed lives up to his potential, it'll end up being similar.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, Cortez Kennedy was twice the player that Mebane.
Oh, yeah. Twice the player that a lot of players were. But
yeah.
You can leave a 5-star review. And you can enter your Twitter handle in it to win a Pro Football Focus Edge membership. You can use the numbers. You can review the whole season and compare the numbers to what you like. Because I know that everybody doesn't agree on every stat. So, you know, it's good info to compare.
Yeah.
And you can use draft.com to draft for NBA games. I know that... I don't know if they do MLB games that are going to be starting up in a couple
months.
I'm
sure they do, man. Draft.com, they do it all.
You know what? I'll have to do my research with that now because, you know, I am of age and I can check it out for myself.
Oh, yeah, it's draft time for Grant.
All right, but we thank you for listening to the podcast. We're going to be coming to you with some different ideas throughout the offseason, like we said on our last show. So stick around and stick with us on Lockdown Seahawks. So I'm signing off. I'm Grant Goldberg.
And I'm Spike Friedman saying Alex Collins will prove to be the best running back in Seahawks draft history.
Oof.